Hello guys, welcome to another episode of Wellness in the Multiverse. I wanted today, because it's how I feel. These things, you know, by now, if you've listened or watched some of them, you know I go by feeling. I wake up in the morning and I'm just like, what do I talk about today? And today I wanted to talk about creating your own origin story. I'll talk a bit about mine and I'll talk a bit about why it's important for you to look into that a bit. Just a different approach to your fitness, your goals, and all of this. So my origin story, I was a skinny guy, high school, always part of the skinny group, right? I was into sports a lot, played hockey. Every summer I would do a different sport. I was doing like BMX races and then football for a summer. I was always good at sport. Was active, what can I say? So I was always good at sport, but also I liked superhero, I liked Dungeons and Dragons, I like, you know, these kind of stuffs as well. That always appealed me, those stories and everything. So I felt, you know, I felt like I fitted in my geeky group, but not too much in my sport group. So whenever I would go to, you know, a hockey game or football game or whatever it was, there was always these guys that seem to have their like adult bodies, you know, taller, bigger, jacked, and was like, what's going on? How come I'm so small? So I wanted to look a bit bigger, look a bit more intimidating, and you know, feel stronger and feel more confident. So because every time I would, you know, get on the ice, even though it was good, I was missing like that physical aspect of me. In and out the ice, honestly. So then, you know, I started working out, starting doing push-ups, starting to look more into, you know, movies and a lot of stuff. And I would see, you know, those superheroes, those action movies, action, you know, figures and people like so strong and built and all of that. And I was like, yeah, that's, I want to look like that. So that was my origin into all of this. And then started to work out, started to eat more, look into my protein, look into all of it, until, you know, I kind of grew from 135-ish pound to 150. You know, and 150, I was like, I'm fucking jacked. I wasn't. I'm 183 now. So I wasn't jacked. I wasn't big in any way, but I felt like it. You know, so I started to feel more confident, more everything. But, you know, you get into a gym, a different gym, and then you're the small guy again, and you have to do it all over again. And then got some comics, started to read that, started to see, you know, every time I would just look at, you know, a cover, I would see like they're huge, they're jacked, you know, all of that. So, you know, saw, all right, I have one right here. That's when I saw, you know, Superman Earth 1. That was my beginning into that universe, and I wanted to look like that. I wanted to feel strong and to create my own origin story that kind of brought me now to being a coach, feeling good and all of that. Anyway, you've heard that in the past. I've talked about it. It's not the point too much. My goal is more to help you see your origin story and bridge the gap between all of that. My origin was small, skinny, unconfident, built into who I am today. Bigger, faster, stronger, more confidence, being able to be, you know, online, doing these kind of stuff. So I feel better about myself. I feel better about, you know, about how I look into and all of this. But I'm not there yet. And I know that I'm not where I want to be. I'm not where I want to go. I'm not, you know, and I still have to bridge a gap in there. So we're going to kind of look at how to do that. And you're going to have to go inside yourself and find it. First things first, don't wait. Stop waiting. I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know why. I get that on lives, you know. Oh, I wish I could do it. Well, just put some shoes on and do it. What's the rush? You know, why don't you do it? It's not rocket science. put some shoes on, go for a walk, drop and do, you know, push-ups. It's not that, like, oh my God, what is my intrinsic motivation and why can I not stick to it? And, you know, it's important, but don't overthink it. Put some shoes on and do it and start to do it now. But it's not only about fitness. It's not just about fitness. You know, for me, fitness was the gap, the missing link, the thing that got me from skinny to bigger to more confident, and then that brought all of that, right? For you, it can be different. It doesn't have to be that. It can be a business goal. It can be a personal goal. It can be, you know, I want to talk to more people. I want to be more outgoing. Whatever it is, you where you are right now, or where you were if you already started, is your origin story into who you want to be, what you want to become. I lived into those morals, into those hero, you know, morals out there of like doing the right thing and trying to live to a, you know, bigger than me and seeing the morals into everything and all of that. So that was me. So I knew that my origin story was built on doing the right thing and the moral high ground, if we can say that. This is why in my coaching business, I still offer more than a lot of coaches out there. It's gonna change. I'm sorry, guys. It's at a point where I need to change a bunch of stuff. So if you're not in yet, do it quick, because a lot of things are going to change. Nonetheless, my moral makes me be that kind of person that wants to do the right thing, help people, you know, and all of that, and not be pushy, not be salesy, not, you know, do these kind of stuff. So we need to look at who you are. And I'm not saying like you need to become someone else and something crazy, but you need to have a goal. If it's a physical goal, if it's whatever, you know, write your story, write who you are. I have that somewhere on my drive. I did that in the past. I have my origin story. I have like who I am now. And then I wrote who I want to be based on a story, you know, based on someone else. You can look at, you know, you can look bigger. So when I initially started to be in fitness, I was working in TV. If you guys don't know that, I was a video editor, you know. So that's why I'm doing all of this by my lonesome, because I know how to do that. I was a video editor, so, you know, that's, for me, is an easy part, shooting, editing, all of it. And I was working at a TV station, but to me, it wasn't fulfilling. To me, it wasn't what I wanted to do. So I needed to, you know, look at what's possible. And obviously, flying is not possible. Being Superman is not realistic. So I looked online. I looked to Steve Cook. I looked to, you know, a bunch of influencers out there that were doing it. And this is kind of why now I'm also on YouTube, and I'm also, you know, on podcasts and more online, and that is slowly growing, because I was looking at that. And to me, the business that the guy created, to the point of what I was seeing, of traveling, having a lot of personal time, working out, helping a lot of people, to me it looked very appealing, and it looked like something I wanted to do. So I needed to create that ideal and go after it. So you're going to take a piece of paper, or not, internet, you know, whatever, open the Google Doc, and you're going to write who you are, and you're going to write who you want to be, and then you're going to look into step one. What is step one of who I want to be? So my step one was get bigger, get fitter, you know? It's going to fix everything. It did not, but it did help a lot. So I was like, all right, I'm going to get bigger. I'm going to get fitter. So I start with that. That was my point one years ago. And then I got bigger. I got fitter. I started to help some people. Some people would come to me, ask for help, ask for advice, all of this. But then I wasn't at my ideal point. So I needed, you know, to rewrite it. Where am I at right now? Well, I'm 150 pounds. Not too bad. I'm, you know, working at a TV station. Not what I want to do. You know, who do I want to be? What do I look at? Who do I aspire to be? And then I started to look at it. All right. They're still a lot bigger than I am. Why not take that seriously? So I took this seriously for, well, till today. But at that point, I was like, all right, I'm going to gain weight. I went from 150, 155 pounds because I was, you know, idling in there to 172, like, in 15 weeks or something like that. I was eating like a fucker, and then I was doing everything. I packed on a bunch of weight, bunch of muscle, leaned out a bit to 160 something, and repeated the process over and over till I got to 183. Now what? I'm bigger, you know, it's still not the story I want to be. It's still not, you know, the hero, big parentheses to those who cannot see, I want to be. I do have my origin of skinny, unconfident, all of that, but I'm not yet, you know, I'm probably at that point, you know, that, well, Batman year one. Something like that, you know? So I went from Batman falling in a cave when I was skinny and small to Batman year one. Still working in TV, but I'm bigger. What did I do? What's step two? Step two for me was starting to post online, starting to tell people what I'm doing. So I started to, you know, go online and give some advice. Once in a while, I was forgetting a lot about it. I was scared of being online a lot. So I would post like somewhere on the Monday, like May 1st, something like that. And then May 15th, I was like, oh shoot, I haven't posted in like 15 days. What do? Oh, I need to post something. And I would just post something mindlessly, like, meh, you know. And I would do that like twice a month, you know. Some things came out of that, not crazy. So I was like, all right, maybe I'm Batman year two. Maybe I'm like getting into it, but I'm in training. So let's kick it up a notch. And then I started, you know, they introduced stories. So there was an easier point of contact and something to create daily that I didn't have to think too much about. So I started to use stories a bit more. And then I started to post like once a week. All right, let's go to once a week. And then it picked up a bit. Let's go to twice a week, three times a week. Now I post daily, you know? I grew from 1,000-ish followers. Well, obviously zero. Everyone starts with zero. But I grew from 1,000 because I was at 1,000 for like years and years and years and years and years. 240-something as of now. And I guess I'm still at the start of it. I'm not where I want to go, but I'm closer. So now I'm looking at what's the next step? How do I go from here to there? This is when I created the podcast. I like superheroes. I like fitness. I was like, well, I think it's a good mix. I don't know. You know, maybe some people will think that too. So let's just, you know, go into that. Whatever. I bought a $200, you know, thingy in here. I downloaded Audacity on my computer and I was like, I don't know how to do that. Let's figure this out. I plugged that in. I talked and then I created a podcast. So where do I start? I need to RSS, whatever. I'm going to do this, going to do that. And then, you know, I created one and then it disappeared for about a month and a half and did a second one. Disappeared for about 2 months, and then another one, you know, to a point where I'm just like, all right, now I'm going to do one every other week. All right, that's not too bad. Now what? You know, oh, maybe I can, you know, now that I'm doing a podcast every other week, maybe I can, you know, shoot a workout here and there and add that to that other week. And then I did that, you know, as I was posting more on. So basically, I'm always building on top of what I'm doing. You cannot really go from zero to 100. I could not go from skinny me, unconfident me, you know, old me, to like, all right, I'm going to post 7 times a week, plus a podcast, plus a gym blog, plus this, plus that. That wasn't me at the time, right? So I needed to build on through that. So what is your step one? What is your step two? Build it out. Look at it, you know? Again, it can be physical, it can be bigger than that. Hopefully it's bigger than that. You need it to be bigger than that. You need it to be, you know, obviously the step could be I need to walk, and then I need to walk and do push-ups, and then I need to walk and do push-ups and squats, and now I need to, you know, buy some bands and work out at home, and then I need to go to the gym, and then I need to, you know, start going outside more, talking to people more. Because you need to look at your goal and see where you can bridge a gap. Lots of rambling to my thing, but the message here is very simple, because it's one that I've, you know, that I hear too much. I wish I could do it. I wish I could do that. Oh, if only I could. If only I'd started like years ago. Well, why not now? You know, because you're not going to be in a different position in 3 years if you don't do anything now. It's going to be the same thing. You're not, you know, you're just going to be like, ah. In 3 years from now, you'll just be like, ah. I wish I started 3 years ago. And then again. And then again. And then I'm going to get probably you in 10 years from now on a live or whatever I'm doing at the time, that time in the future, you know, future me. And you're like, I'm 60 now or I'm 50 now and I have pre-diabetes and I wish I'd started at 35, 40, you know. And then I'll tell you the same thing. Start now. Do it now. Where are you now? Why do you hate it? Where do you want to be? Where do you want to go? Bridge the gap. If you don't know how to do that, that's what I do. But other than that, create your origin story. That is today. Who are you? Maybe you're like, I love who I am. This is awesome. I have no problem at all. There's always a way to evolve. You know, Superman's ever evolving. Goku is always evolving. Batman's always striving to do more and help more. There's always a way to do more. What is more? Who's the next step? You know, again, I was looking at Steve Cook by back in the days. Now, you know, it changed to different people that, you know, align to who I am right now in terms of their goals, their lifestyle, and everything. And I'm trying to bridge a gap. What is my next step? I got in a meeting yesterday to change a bunch of stuff in the business to get me to that next step, because I've been stuck, you know, in my story. I've been stuck in my morals. I've been stuck in that, you know, part of me that maybe is scared to grow and all of that. So do that. Start with this. And however you need to write it, however good you are at writing, maybe you're great. Maybe you're going to write a crazy story of like who you were, who you are, who you want to be. And it's going to be like, I don't know, an epic adventure. Maybe it's the bullet points. It's like, here's who I am. Here's what I don't like. Here's my goal. How do I get there? What is step one? And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 1 year, 2 year, year five, year six, whatever it is. So create that story of yourself. See what's lacking, you know? look into the future and chase it. And please, don't start in September. Again, I got that DM a couple, I didn't even answer. I got that, last week, I believe. I didn't even want to answer. It was someone who was like, oh, I want to start working out, you know, all of this, you know. So should I do like a month with you now or you know, or just wait in September? I was like, I'm not even going to answer because we're going nowhere. It's going to be someone who's just going to be like, oh, I did 3 weeks and now I'm going to wait summer. And now I'll start in September, which is not going to happen. You know, I've heard that over and over and over again. I've seen every scenario, guys. If you say I'm going to start, I don't know, whenever, wherever, you're not. If you don't start now when you're just like, I'm going to start in September because now it's summer, it's not going to happen. You know, September will happen and you'll be like, oh my God, I'm busy. And it's still nice outside. Oh, now it's October. It's the colors, you know, and I'm going to go for walks. And now it's November and I hate it outside. I don't want to go to a gym. And now it's December. So, you know, and it's on repeat. Start now. There's always a way for you to start. I have clients who start at home. I have clients who work out in a gym. I've seen everything. We've done everything. Just start today. Create that. Bridge a gap. Go after it. And thank me in 5 years, in 10 years. Like, hey, I listened to your podcast 5 years ago. And I took action. And now here I am. And I'm not where I want to be, but I'm further along. And I'm still going. Easy breezy. All right. Lots of, rambling. Anyhow, take care, guys. And all. Well, before I go, share it. Like it. Comment it. You know, click that little follow button. It helps. And I'll see you on the next one. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to know more about how I can help you make fitness a sustainable lifestyle, you can reach out to me on any social media platform at Joe Gagne Trainer. Thanks again. Till next time.